Welcome to the Road of Faith, my dear friends. And boy, we got a good seminar for you today, so I hope you stay with me. A lot of good things coming out today. So God is doing a work in us, and we're so thankful that you're here. So trust that you'll stay with us through the whole seminar, because faith comes by hearing, and the more time you sit and saturate and allow the Lord to speak with you, open up your heart to the Lord, well, good things are going to happen inside of you, and revelation will come. So that's what these seminars are all about. And of course, you know, the reason we're doing these is to get you into clarity with the Lord. And what I mean by clarity is I mean that any given time during the day or night, you can hear from him all the time. And hear from the Lord. You can hear from the Father all the time. People many times don't realize what it takes to do that. And so people that desire to have that kind of intimate relationship with the Lord are the ones that should stay with me, because it's about that intimacy. It's about the clarity of his directions and his leadership throughout the day. I mean, he wants to be involved in everything that you do. So man, he's so good to us and has so much wisdom and leadership and to help us day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, here in this present world that we are, in, because we're believers, because we're in Christ, because, he is in us. We have the opportunity to hear from him on everything in life. And boy, I'll tell you, it changes things for you. It really does. It changes a lot of things. So that and man, it's a great change. Listen, it's a great change when you start hearing from him on practical thing, on things that you maybe didn't involve him in before. So that's what we want to do. He wants to get involved with you on all those things and bring you into his best for your life, his best. Yes, 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 that's what we're after here. Let's have a word of prayer together before we get going here on the seminar. Father, we're so thankful for this day, and we thank you for this seminar. And Lord, we just give it all to you. We just want you to have your way throughout the whole thing. Lord, we believe that you've led us certain directions for today. And we know that there are many other things that we don't know that you're going to do yet in this seminar. So we're looking to you, precious Lord. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for leading me. Thank you for leading my friend there who's watching this video. And I thank you, Father, for bringing them up into understanding and revealing to them the things that you've done into them and inside of them. Lord, thank you for that. Boy, it's that revelation and understanding. Lord, we just ask that today there'll be clarity for them through this seminar. And understanding is there, and wisdom is there, and direction is there for this, for my friend there. That's what I believe. Thank you, Father, for providing for them. And we thank you, Father, for all the miracles that you're doing in us. Every day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all of these things. We thank you for helping us today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. You're so good to us. Thank you for this seminar. Thank you for helping us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You agree with that? All right, then. Well, let's get going. You know our main scripture for this group of seminars, Know Thyself series, is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. It says, if any person is in Christ, he's a new creature. He or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise God. This work that the Lord has done in us, I think that most believers now, most all believers, I don't say all, but I'm going to say a high percentage of believers have not even scratched the surface of what the Lord wants to do through them down here below. I really believe that he's wanting to do a whole lot more things through you than perhaps you had any idea and realized at this point. So that's what he wants to happen in you now. I mean, he wants to use you in a magnitude probably that you hadn't thought of, in directions that you hadn't thought of. And perhaps he's wanting to expand more of what you are already doing in his will. And so that's what we're believing, that the clarity is all going to come out throughout these seminars. And good things are coming up now. We're getting ready to get into some of the meat of the things that he wanted to get to in this seminar. We're getting ready to, I don't know if it's coming out today or next week or the following week, but I can tell you this much, it's right away. So when he decides to get it on out of what he did in me and what he showed me, any believer can hear him like I do. Now, it's not that I'm some sort of special believer. It's not that at all. It's available to everybody. So it doesn't exclude, you know, it's not for me only and not for anybody else and nothing like that. No, it's nothing like that at all. I sort of accidentally fell into it, I guess you could say. I didn't know that what I was doing about it, you know, but he showed me, what happened and what I did. And so he kind of spelled it out for me and showed me, why I was hearing him like I was now and where before I wasn't hearing him like that. Now I did hear from the Lord, through the years, you know, as I say, I was almost a believer for almost 50 years before this happened. And so I've heard from the Lord over the years. My goodness, yes, I have, in many, many, many occasions for different reasons. But, it was so different after March 9th of 2022. So different because I was hearing him in a new, in a clear way. Boy, I mean, it was kind of shocking to me at that time. I mean, I didn't know what's going on and why, but as time went along and in a little while, he explained to me why, and I'm going to explain to you why. And that way, those of you who desire to have that kind of relationship with him now, I mean, all day and all night, just flowing with him, just looking to him for direction, looking to him for wisdom. What should I do here? I mean, sometimes he just gives me a minute by minute, you know, cause I really in myself, I think I know what I should do about a given situation, but do I really, know the right thing to do, the best thing to do for us, you know? Well, he shows me. And because I take the time, I thought, well, I want to know what the Lord's got to say about this. What do you want me to do about this, Lord? I know what it looks like to me, Lord. I know what it seemed like I should do. But what are you saying about this? You know, what are you, what's your direction on this, and how do you see it? And I mean, he give it to me minute by minute sometimes. Sometimes I say, well, what should I do here? He'll tell me, wait, just wait. Don't do so waiting is action. That's obeying God, you know. Excuse me. So that's direction. Wait. You know, he says one time he told me, I said, well, in a situation I was in, I said, well, what do you want me to do, Lord? What's the thing to do here? And I said, what? Because I believed I need to do something, right? I need to get with it. I need to get in motion on something. And boy, sometimes I'll tell you, and in that particular instance, he said, I said, what do you want me to do, Lord? And he says, nothing. He said, nothing. I said, okay. I says, okay. I could do that. I could do nothing. And sometimes it's hard to do nothing, you know, when he's telling you to wait and not do something. Well, see what he's saying there is the timing's not right on things. And so that's where patience comes in, isn't it? Yeah, your faith and your patience, and waiting for his timing and things. Praise God. If any man, if any woman's in Christ, that he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away now. See, the man and the woman that you were before Christ, before you let him in, before you brought, you opened up your heart to him and say yes to Jesus, before that, that person is gone. That's tough to get your mind wrapped around a little bit. But that person that you were before that time, before you brought Jesus into the thing, before you opened the door and said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe. And opened up your heart, man, before that moment, that person that existed before that, you see, is gone. Amen. That person that was not ready for heaven, now not right with God, no, that person is gone. Look, the Lord has come in into your life, and that life has come into you. The life of God that come in and just completely recreated your spirit and completely made you heaven ready. Ready to go and see God face to face. Isn't that amazing? In just an instant of time, go from one to the other, from darkness to light, from death to life in an instant. Isn't it wonderful? And it's a work of God. It's something that he does. And you can't do it. I praise God. So I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit comes in and does this complete work and stays in us. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit was going to be in us and would abide in us and with us forever. Woo, boy, that's a nice thought, isn't it? Woo, that's a wonderful thought. He's not going nowhere. No, he's not. Even though you messed up or whatever, he's not going nowhere. Thank you, Jesus. And that's so good to know that he's right there with you. So, no, he's not condemning. He's not putting you down. He just wants to correct and help show you, to correct you, to help, you know, because get you on the right path, to get you on good things, to get you in good stuff in your life. Amen. And get you out of that bondage, out of that control. Amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord wanted to go into, 1 John today and, excuse me. And here in 1 John in chapter 3, the Lord wanted to go into 1 John a couple of places here. So we're going to do that right now. So if you want to turn in your Bibles to 1 John, the book of 1 John, or 1 John, chapter 3. And we're going to go right there to verse 1 in chapter 3. Okay. So, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Powerful, powerful, powerful verse. Now these verses, I mean, we can read them. You say, oh yes, yes. But, you know, we've maybe heard them before, and we can listen to them. And we say, oh, yeah, I know that verse, da-da-da-da-da. And just listen, man. You need to look at these verses like you never looked at them before. That's really the way to do it. Because when you do that, you're allowing the Lord to show you some new stuff, you see. You're allowing him to reveal to you something that you hadn't seen before. So you got to be open, and don't just let it go over your head. Just don't let it go by your by your ears, in and out quickly. No, just look at this verse now. I mean, this is a powerful verse. It says, look, behold, look, what manner of love. It was love that sent Jesus to the cross. Now, it was love that came for us. It was God's love being displayed. What manner of love is this that he would do such a thing for us? What manner of love is this that we, look at this, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us? See there, it's a gift. It's a gift. Praise God. What manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? What a statement. Do you know what that means? I mean, we are. Because of Jesus, we are sons of God. Now, of course, you ladies, you're son of God just much the man is, you know. You both are sons of God, all right? You're a son of God in a female body. He's a son of God in a male body. Son of God. What manner of love, think of it, that he would come and transform us, that we would be called and change us and make us into this new creation. Now we are called the sons of God because we're in Christ. Listen, it's an amazing thought to think how he has raised us up to sit together with him. And we're going to get into that into that verse here sometime during the seminar, where he has raised us up together to sit together with him in the heavenlies. It's a positional term. In other words, he's brought us up to that level where he is. We didn't bring ourselves up. How in the world could we do such a thing? Well, it's ridiculous to even think about that he would bring us up, or that we would be able to rise to that lofty position that he is. It'd be foolish to think such a thing. It would be crazy to think something. Yet, this is what the Father has done. He has raised us up together with him, with the Lord, and made us sit together with the Lord. Praise God. So in one regard, you can think too high yourself. You see what I'm saying? Which would be pride. In another regard, when you're walking in humility before the Lord, and when you're in humility, then you begin to see that he begins to open up this position, and he begins to show you this tremendous position, this place that he has raised us to. Then that makes you want to humble yourself even more, realizing what he has done. My goodness. To realize that this amazing work that the Father has done through Christ for us and in us, and changed us into something completely different than what we were before, and raised us up into this position that we were not in, you see, and could not ever achieve, no matter what we did or didn't do. It didn't matter. This is a work of God in us, and we just received Jesus, and he's the one. They're the ones that did this thing in us. Amen. So now we're trying to wrap our minds around about the enormity of all of these things, how we are integrated in with the Lord, and how he's integrated in with us, and his life, and all that he is. He is in us and with us, and we are in him and with him. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Now, you can see that the world they didn't know anything about Jesus. They didn't know anything about the Father. No, they didn't. I mean, he came and they didn't know him. And so now that we're in Christ, you see, well, the same is true for us, you see, as it was for him. Nothing's different. Since we're in Christ now, the way that the world looked at him, or that's the way they're going to look at you. until they get a touch and some revelation from God and things change in their perspective and their understanding, they're going to look at you cross-eyed. You're not going the way they're going. You're not doing what they're doing. You're not about what they're about, your agendas, your motives and all of those things. It's not about what they're, no, man, you're something different now because you're in Christ. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. They don't understand. And they won't. I mean, I tell people about Jesus and what he's told me. The other day, my wife and I was in the Walmart, right? And we were getting some groceries. And there was a very friendly man we had ran into in one of the other aisles. You know, we got to talking with him a little bit. And so we saw him again, right at the checkout. He stopped by and was talking again. And he said, "What's that, by the way?" He says, why did you come to Las Vegas? You know? And I just looked at him. I says, "Well, I work for Jesus." I said, "Jesus told me told us to come to Las Vegas. So here we are." He looked at me, goes, Oh, Jesus told you. You okay?" And he was a nice man. He wouldn't put me down or nothing, you know. But you could tell, man, it did not connect with him at all. And he did not relate at all about what I was talking about. He just, you know, and they won't. How can they? They don't have the Lord inside. So how are they going to relate with hearing from God? How are they going to know what that means, you know? Well, they're not going to, because they're not even there. They can't, there's nothing that they can relate with. Amen. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. And so we want to get Jesus to them. That's what we want to do. We want to get Jesus to the people that don't know him. Amen. We want to get it. We want to get them to know him like we know him. Amen. And we know what it'll do for them. It'll just change everything for them. Amen. Praise God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Look at that, that gift of, you know, everything that he did through Christ, it was because of love. All those provisions, all of those things that he redeemed us from. Think about it, man. Jesus didn't have to go by the whipping post. No, he didn't. Nobody made him go that way. And Jesus didn't have to allow them to put those crown of thorns on his head. He did not have to do that. Now, he did not have to stop by there and allow them cruel men to do such things. No. He allowed that to happen. because it was part of the redemption, you see. It was part of the payment. And it all came from the Father's plan. You understand, this all came from the Father's love. And the Father, and of course, the Son was involved in it. But it was the Father's love that perpetuated this event. That caused these things to take place. These were payment places. The crown of thorns. Peace. Payment for peace in your mind. And the trouble, that's where the payment was made, was on the head of the master. And the blood flowed. When they pressed in those crown of thorns into his skin, the blood flowed down his face, down his beard. You see, he suffered, you know, not because of anything he did. He was suffering to pay for us and so that we could have peace. That's what he was doing when he allowed them to put that on there, because what was happening on the outside was what was happening on the inside. That God was doing was putting the payment on him, or the penalty on Jesus on the inside. Not, we saw what he did on the outside, and the blood flowed. His precious holy blood flowed from his head. Yes, it did. Why? So you could have peace. So I could have peace. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. It was payment that was being made. He didn't have to stop by there. He didn't have to allow him to do that. But he did. Because that was the Father's will. That was the Father's love that was being bestowed upon us. It was a display of how much he loved us. He didn't want us to be in, when we're down here, he didn't want us to be in anguish. He didn't want us to be in worry and fear. He wanted us to be in peace. And so he paid for it for us. Glory to his name forever. And then he went by, you went by the whipping post, you remember. Yes, he did. And more blood flowed. God's blood flowed there for us, for love. That's the reason behind it all. It was love. It was a display of God's love. Man. And so they laid the back of the master open with them whips, and more blood flowed. Why? So that we could be healed. The Bible reveals to us that he did that for the purpose so we could receive healing from the master, that we could receive right from the Spirit of God, that the payment was made there. God not only, God laid on him all of the penalty, you see, of the curse. You understand? That's what happened there. God laid on him the penalty of the curse. He didn't want us to be sick and diseased down here below. I mean, obviously, when we leave out of here, out of this natural realm, obviously, we're going to be we're not going to need healing anymore. No, we're not. That's for here and that's for now. But he paid for it just the same, even though it's just for here and for now for you and I. I mean, it was paid for in total there at the whipping post for our healing, you see. It was part of redemption. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And it was all a display. It was all because of Father's love for you and I. It was all because of his love for us, you see. That's why he did what he did. Hallelujah. Behold, or look. Take a look at this. I mean, boy, you want to look at something? You want to look at something big? Take a look at this. Think about this. How big that is. How big his love is. How far he went for us. Man, he went all the way, man. He took it all. Praise his name forever. Behold or look what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Lifted us up and brought us into this status. Into this place with him. So now we also call Father, Father. Like Jesus would call him Father. Now we call Father, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And look at this verse 2 here in 1 John chapter 3. It says here, beloved now. Beloved now. Are we the sons of God? Now, I'm going to stop right there a minute. See, a lot of people think, well, you got to die in order to be a child of God, or to be right with God. When you die, then you become right with God. Well, that, or you see what I'm saying? People think that you got to die to go to heaven. Well, actually, that's not true, because heaven's in you right now. Because of the Holy Spirit, heaven is in you right now. Heaven, the kingdom of God is all in you, through the Holy Spirit, you see. So he's in you and the kingdom's in you. That means Jesus is there and Father's there and it's all instant. You see, it's all instant. Amen. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. Why? Because we received Jesus and he raised us to this place. And we just are. He did it. We are. We is. It's bad English, of course. We are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. See, there's much that we don't see right now, but we can tell from the things that is said in Scripture. Perhaps, I mean, you know, like I mentioned in one other seminar, I have never, as far as I know, I've never really seen my spirit body, you know, my spirit, my soul. But, I, you know, being in the spirit, you don't necessarily have to see your spirit body. I mean, you just are, you know, it's there, you know, you are a spirit, you know, your soul is spiritual, and you know that you're receiving, information from the Spirit of God right into your spirit, right in your soul. You pick it up, you just, because your soul is spiritual. And so, but you never necessarily seen, what, your spirit look. Well, let me, this might be a good time to flow up this graphic here. I've got a graphic here that, I meant to bring out, I don't know, a long time ago, quite a few seminars ago, and I never got around to bringing it up, but I guess it wasn't time, but I guess this is the time for, because we're talking about, this, relationship that we have as our, that we are a spirit, we have a soul. And we're leaving this body. Now, of course, this graphic here shows a man laying down there. And he's and you can see it appears that his spirit is moving out. See, it's moving out. You can see that the soul, you can see how it's described there, the soul, the mind, will, and emotions there. And then you can see, but you can see it kind of coming out of the body, you see. Well, perhaps the body's dying and he's leaving. You know, he's leaving his mortal body, you see. Well, that's what this graphic is saying. So I thought, I mean, it's the other ones are more explanatory as far as what's priority and so on and so forth in our being. But this one here kind of shows you a little bit about the spirit just coming out of the body and of course his soul's right there with him. The soul there, the spirit body that's leaving. Leaving the natural body, and we are we never die. We never die in Christ. There's no such thing as death in Christ. We are alive now. So see, that's what makes you heaven ready is the fact that you're alive to God, and you'll never die because Jesus did give us eternal life. Amen. Yes, He did. He gave us eternal life, and so we'll never die. And so you can see this graphic here. You can see that the spirit man is still very much alive and he's moving. And the body now is evidently, he's laying the body down and he's leaving. And there come a point in time if the Lord doesn't return before that and things don't change down here, with him coming, man, you and I are going to do that very same thing. One day we're going to lay this body down and we're going to go be with our family. We're going to be with our Lord. And so, man, it's kind of, interesting to look at, kind of get a little visual aid of what really happens, you know, when you leave. So, but look at this verse here, beloved, now we are the sons of God. And what brought me into that starting off was the fact that you're not, you don't become a son of God when you die. When your body dies, you don't, boom, you're a son of God now, and now you go to, now you're heaven ready. No, you become a son of God the day you the moment you invited Jesus into your life. And then his life came in and you became a son of God, just like that. Not something you could do, obviously. It's something that he does. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, or I guess you could say what all the things that's involved in that. Oh boy, there's a lot involved in it for sure that we don't know about yet. But we're going to find out. Yes, we're going to find out someday. Amen. Yes, we are. And it says, we don't know. It says, doesn't appear. You can't tell. It's not obvious what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we're talking about Jesus, when he appears, and when we look upon him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And I, you know, we'll see ourselves the way we are, you know. But just to get to see Jesus, says, "Ooh, glory to God! Now, we're talking about the glorified master now. He don't look the same as he used to. When he was here on earth before, no, no, he don't look like that no more. He's got a glorified body now. And so we get to see Jesus in all of his glory. Hallelujah. What a day that will be. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's move on down here to chapter 5 in 1 John. The Lord wanted to go this direction. He said, we're talking about this new creation, what he's done in us throughout these seminars. And here in chapter 5 of 1 John, he says here in verse 1 of 1 John 5 and verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." What does that include you? Yeah, man. Whosoever, that means anybody from anywhere. Don't matter where you came from. Don't matter what country. Don't matter what culture. Doesn't matter what you've been raised to believe. Doesn't matter any of those things. What matters is what you do with Jesus. Whosoever, that means you too, me too. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone, that means nobody left out. Everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Isn't that wonderful? So the love that he had for us is now in us. And we love the Father and we love the Son and we love those who are also our brothers and sisters who also have received the life of God in them and have now become a son of God. Yes, we do. We love them as well. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. That love just supposed to flow especially to the house of God, to our fellow brothers and sisters. Man, we need to get rid of the people say, "Well, I don't believe it like that denomination believes it, or I don't believe it like they believe it over there in that church. I think they're off on that. So I don't want to associate with it. Listen, man. You can go. Is that love? Do you think that's love? Do that? No, love does not separate themselves. Love joins too and loves them anyhow. So what, they're off in your eyes? Maybe you're the one that's off in their eyes. You ever thought about that? Yeah, man. You could be off. You can be off. I've been off on stuff now. And the Lord's had to correct me. But here's the thing, man. We need to love one another no matter whether we see it their way or not. No matter whether we agree with them or not. Maybe they're living in some ways that you just, oh, they can't be a Christian. Listen, man, are you here to determine that? Are you really? To say, well, they are or they aren't? Listen, man, you're trying to take the role of the Holy Spirit. He knows. You don't. So he sees and you don't. So he knows where they are, why they're there, what they're doing. Listen, we're just supposed to love them. And be like the Lord, you know, and just love them regardless of where they're at, regardless how they missed it, regardless how things doesn't match up with my theology or my doctrine or whatever. We're supposed to love these people, and love will bring a bond to you, and maybe we can help them, maybe they can help us, you know, to see things better. Praise God, amen. Now in chapter 5 here, chapter 5, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus Christ is born of God." Yes, I mean, I like the matter-of-fact stuff that John, kind of the way he writes, you know. Amen. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him." Yes, we do. Praise God. Verse 2 says, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Amen. Praise God. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. No, they're not. They're easier. Listen, man, his commandments will bring you into an easier way of life, in a better way of life. Somebody said, well, it's so hard to live for God. It's so hard to live for Jesus. You know, listen, man. It's better. Now, I mean, to live for Jesus is just better. There's power. There's faith. There's positive things. You're always looking to him to get direction. Man, it's good. It's better. It's the best. It's the best that you and I can get a hold of down here. Period. So you think that what you're doing is so great, you know? Well, maybe it is in the world's eyes, but is it great to what the Lord is seeing? That's what you want to get. That's where you want to get in life. Well, friends, I'm all out of time today, but I want to thank you for tuning us in today. And I trust that this seminar has been a blessing to you. And we're going to pick up next week, right here in 1 John chapter 5. Boy, we got some more powerful stuff coming out in 1 John 5. Woo. Anyway, God's going to be doing some stuff next week. So we want you to come back and look to join us. Next week right here on the Road of Faith Seminars, we continue on this wonderful, wonderful journey that we're on called Know Thyself. And remember, folks, no matter what you're going through and what you're dealing with, God loves you, and I do too.